from Aberdeen Public for the Good Guys, Good Brekkie. And hey, a huge shout out to the guys from Cafe Mobilita who are down here. If you're around at Aberdeen, come on down and grab a coffee from these guys, because I've got to say, I couldn't have got through the morning without it. That is for sure. Billy the Boss Man joining me down here as well. Morning, boss.
Good morning, Mix.
Now, I wanted to ask you something very important. When you're at a set of traffic lights and you're waiting to cross the road, there's a pedestrian button, pedestrian crossing button. Are you a presser or are you a hesitator?
Look, it all depends. If I'm on my own and I'm there and I can press the button, I'll press it. If somebody else is standing there as well, I never know whether they've actually pressed it or not. So it's like kind of running the gauntlet, whether you actually go up and hit it as well and they look and go, oh, I've already pressed
it. Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I've got that covered. Or do you know, do you go up and hit it a few times? Because I know that people like to think that if you hit it a few times, it makes it go quicker. So I must admit, I am a bit more than a one pusher. Like, I like to
hit
it.
You're the impatient person. See, that's me. Yeah. I sit there and I actually lean against it and just tap it constantly. And how many times do you actually think that you have changed those lights?
I don't know. Like, there's lights just on Bridge Street in Musselbrook, just on the corner where the Newcastle Perm is. If you have to walk across there, like, you can be waiting there a fair while, like, and when you see the lights go red, and then you think, okay, the green man's about to come on, and I'll be able to walk across, and then, it's the other side that does it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, lets you down every time.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I have had so many debates with friends as to whether the actual button works. Does it make any difference or not? And turns out we've actually got the answer to one of life's biggest questions.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have got to the bottom of this, Billy, at last.
Good.
Now, believe it or not, it actually isn't a simple answer. It's state selective. So we have different rules in New South Wales to, say, South Australia or Western Australia as to how our pedestrian crossings work.
So does it actually, like when you press it, does it actually work, or is that something that, you know, depending on the amount of cars that are stopping?
It depends on the time of day.
Yep.
The road.
Yep.
And the area of traffic, the traffic flow.
So if you're one of these ones who likes to press it heaps of times like me, it makes no difference.
Not really, particularly if it's like down the main street of Musselbrook, which is a big street. It's not going to do anything for you, mate. Just let it go. Walk away. Walk away from the button. But if you're on like a side road at 2 o'clock in the morning, apparently it will work.
Okay. So
if you want your pedestrian button to work, 2 o'clock. That's when you need to be there.
I love it.
That's my tip, bro. We're broadcasting live from Aberdeen Public for the Good Guys, Good Brekkie. You're going to catch up with some of these awesomely dressed kids next.
Power FM plays the Hunter's hottest hit.
Crossy, you're distracting me. Crossy, I've dragged you into the studio. Morning, how are you?
I'm just playing with some knobs.
You are leaning over and you're playing with knobs on my side.
I know.
It's simple.
Need I say any more, right, mate?
Do you want to go there?
Back
I think
off.
It's a bit early in the morning.
It is a bit early in the morning. Not even 9 o'clock yet, Crossy. Now, hey, happy Black Coal Cup Day.
Yes, happy Black Coal Cup Day. Is that a thing? Are we making it a thing?
Dude, totes. Where have you been? Yeah, I'm making it a thing. What do you reckon?
I don't really like it.
Oh, Mr. Negativity.
Well, it's not about negativity. It's like happy Black Coal Cup Day. It does have a certain ring to it. It's just, I think we can do better. I think happy, you know, what about a fantabulous, fantastic, wonderful Black Coal Cup Day? Let's add more adjectives to these situations.
All right. What
just
side of the bed did you get out of this morning? Because seriously, you're a little wired. Now, Crossy, are you a bit of a golfer? Because, look, let's just set the record straight here. You rate yourself around this office as a little bit of the sporting dude.
Well, back
you
in
know,
the
day, I am the sporting dude. Back in the day, I could have played for the Newcastle Jets. Did I mention that?
No, it would have been Brisbane Strikers. Thank you very much.
I stand corrected.
You should be. Get it right. Come on.
All right. Let's branch into another sporting avenue here. How's your golf swing?
All right. Well, my golf swing isn't too bad. I haven't played for a while, though.
Oh, but, the excuses and stuff
I was
coming
a
out
member.
Straight away.
I was a member.
Hang on. You were a member.
I was a member of the Greg Norman Foundation, and because I paid my $30, whatever it was, a year.
Can anyone be a member of this so-called foundation?
But no, I was also club champion of Middlemount Golf Club, nine holers.
How many people are in Middlemount?
Oh, it's about 1,500 people.
You were
I did
champion.
All right. Hey,
you know what? I'm not going to take it away
I
from
came...
you. Good job, Crossy.
I did come second at a regional tournament, and it's annoying because I came second by one stroke, and I remember I stuffed up a putt that I should have got, so I'm annoyed because I could have won it. Could have been my moment of glory, but it, no.
You were so close.
I was so close.
So close, but you had it taken away from you. That's happened before, hasn't it?
It's the story of my life, really.
I was going to say that. Well, you're a lot better than me. I can't hit a golf ball to save my life. I do the little dribble along the fairway. Then I get frustrated halfway down the hole and go, that's it, I'm done.
The grub killer.
Yeah, the grub killer. But I'm a cracker at the old putt-putt. In fact, I am current champion of the Talk It Up Cup.
Yeah, no,
which is
clearly.
Actually a...
No, not surprised there. Miss Talk It Up.
These your new nickname. Which was also a putt-putt competition that I created. So damn. I don't know how much I can claim that. But anyway, I will roll with my title of the champion of the Talk It Up
Miss
Cup
Talk It Up Putt
Championship round. So you are heading down there to the Black Coal Cup. You're going to be broadcasting live from 12.
Yes, loads of fun. I believe Billy is already at the 19th hole.
Yeah, he hasn't called in the last 5 minutes. I think he got distracted with the bacon and egg roll.
Yes.
I was asking him to bring us some back, but haven't heard back from him on that one.
No, it's going to be loads of fun. Looking forward to it. And, of course, it's raising money for the wonderful Westpac Rescue Helicopter. And here's a fact for you, Miss Talk It Up.
Crossy's fun fact of the day.
Yeah, no, not $12 million, $1.2 million, over $1.2 million they've raised over the last 12 years, which is a fantastic effort.
Good job, everybody. Get on down there and say g'day to Crossy. He's going to be live from 12 o'clock. I have one challenge for you when you are down there.
Right.
I expect you to find me 5 golf balls from the side and the edge of the course. Do it, my friend.
Power FM's Brekkie Show.
Morning, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous Thursday morning. We're back at another school's Brekkie, and it is pretty fun to be down here, particularly as Aberdeen are having their book day, it looks like it. There are so many characters down here at school today, and I've got a character joining me on the other microphone, also known as the boss man, Billy. Morning.
Good morning, Nix.
How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Look at these kids here in the good old get-up gear.
Did you have book week at your school?
I honestly can't remember. I really can't.
This is very cool. Like, everyone's gone all out and dressing in their favourite characters. We've got Spider-Man, Batman, Robin, a Buzz Lightyear, and the guy in the middle, I don't know what you're dressed as. But
he's a ninja.
He's a ninja mix. Oh, sorry, mate. You are the best dressed ninja I've ever seen. Very, very cool. What would you have come as today?
I'd probably go as a ninja or something like that too. I always used to like Karate Kid and that kind of stuff, so...
Fair
that
enough.
Could have suited me.
Ninja, I can see you as a bit of an action hero.
Maybe.
Maybe. I probably would have come as Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Had I known.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea of having a tea party. Hey, Billy, I wanted to grab you because in the news today, huge exciting entertainment news, Full House, the TV show from the 90s. Remember that?
I do remember it. I can never remember watching it, just like the book club. What's happened to my memory?
Do you remember
John Stamos in it?
Yeah. John Stamos, and it was like the three brothers and the dad with the three kids, and then they all lived together, and then Jesse, Uncle Jesse, was John Stamos, and he met a wife. Yeah, you're giving me a very blank look tonight.
Yeah,
I'm pulling blanks on you.
I do know it was really big. I just can't remember one episode of it.
Well, that's awkward.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But, like, I just don't know. I remember John Stamos because I remember girls used to absolutely love him, though, didn't they?
I had posters of him on my wall.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with him. But they had the little girl, Michelle, and she was played by the twins Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Right, now it's making
that
sense.
That TV show. Well, they're going to make a comeback of it, and apparently some of the original cast has been in it. But it made me start thinking, do you have another TV show you'd love to see coming back?
I would like to see something like The Sopranos come back.
Of course you
would. I'd like to know what actually happened to Tony Soprano. See how blank...
The greatest mystery. No, because I've watched The Sopranos, but you know what? I never finished it. There are a lot of people rolling their eyes at me out there. It's okay. I've watched all of Breaking Bad as well. It's okay, people. Well, I'm excited to see Full House back. You want The Sopranos back. Let us know if you've got a TV show you'd love to bring back, maybe from the 90s. Billy doesn't remember the 90s.